I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabamians will soon find out which of the state's driver's license offices, National Guard armories, and state parks will be shutting down or cutting their services because of budget restrictions. The governor's office says state agencies will announce their plans for dealing with funding cuts later today. Governor Robert Bentley says state agencies have to work with the amount of money that's been appropriated to them by lawmakers for the new fiscal year that begins tomorrow. Earlier this month, lawmakers approved a general fund budget containing about $82 million in cuts. Legislators approved a cigarette tax hike to minimize reductions, but they largely rejected Bentley's call for larger tax increases. The Alabama legislature included language in the budget to prohibit the closure of driver's license offices and try to limit service reductions, but the governor says he believes that language is unconstitutional. Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard's defense lawyers want additional testimony from Attorney General Luther Strange as he seeks to dismiss his ethics case. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the details.
Lawyers for the Auburn Republican have subpoenaed Strange to testify at a hearing at the end of October. Prosecutors are asking a judge to drop the subpoena, saying the court already allowed a deposition of Strange. The defense is accusing prosecutors of misconduct. They also argue the case against the powerful Republican is a selective prosecution. Prosecutors dismiss the claims as defense conspiracy theories. Strange stepped aside from the investigation and appointed a retired district attorney to lead the case. Hubbard faces 23 ethics counts accusing him of using his public positions to benefit his businesses. He has maintained his innocence. A judge has tentatively scheduled the trial for March. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.
Tuscaloosa foodies could be in paradise this weekend. That's when the Druid City Garden Project holds its fourth annual garden party. The event pairs chefs from 8 Tuscaloosa restaurants with 14 area farmers. They'll join forces to produce a variety of unique dishes. All 3 of Tuscaloosa's breweries will be serving beer as well. Lindsay Turner is the executive director of the Druid City Garden Project. She says proceeds from the event will benefit a great cause.
Druid City Garden Project is a nonprofit organization here in Tuscaloosa. We're a school garden education program. We are now in 7 elementary schools across the Tuscaloosa City and Tuscaloosa County school systems. We reach over 2,600 students every single week of the school year.
The garden party will be held Saturday evening at Smith Hall on the University of Alabama's campus. Tickets are available online at druidcitygardenproject.com. And presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is set to address black Democrats in Alabama next month. The Alabama Democratic Conference says the Democratic frontrunner will speak at its convention in Metro Birmingham on October 17th. Now your forecast.
A few scattered showers on this Wednesday will top out in the lower 80s. Look for cooler air to take over tonight. It's going to feel great out there for Thursday through the weekend. Highs likely in the 70s, overnight lows in the 50s for parts of the area and upper 40s for North Alabama. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.